بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. یہ ہمارے حضرت والا کا کلام ہے, حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب دام برکاتہ ادام اللہ فیوز علینا عارف باللہ قطب الزمان, عارفانہ عاشقانہ کلام ہے, اور جن کا موضوع ہے اے ہماری کائنات دل کے خورشید و قمر. دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہو اے درد جگر, دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہو اے درد جگر, پھر تیرا کیا شام غم ہو کیا تیری آہ سحر, پھر تیرا کیا شام غم اور کیا تیری آہ سحر. دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہوئے درد جگر, پھر تیرا کیا شام غم اور کیا تیری آہ سحر. دل تو کچھ روشن نہیں ہے تم سے اے شمس و قمر, دل تو کچھ روشن نہیں ہے تم سے اے شمس و قمر, کائنات دل کے کچھ دوسرے شمس و قمر, کائنات دل کے کچھ دوسرے شمس و قمر. دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہوئے درد جگر, تجھ سے روشن ہے جہاں درد کے شمس و قمر, تجھ سے روشن ہے جہاں درد کے شمس و قمر. اے امام درد دل, اے امام درد دل, اے رہبر درد جگر, اے امام درد دل, اے رہبر درد جگر, تجھ سے روشن ہے جان درد کے شمس و قمر, تجھ سے روشن ہے جان درد کے شمس و قمر. اے امام درد دل, اے امام درد دل, اے رہبر درد جگر, اے امام درد دل, اے رہبر درد جگر. دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہوئے درد جگر. اے خدا تجھ سے ہی روشن ہے ہمارے رات دن, اے خدا تجھ سے ہی روشن ہے ہمارے رات دن, اے ہماری کائنات, اے ہماری کائنات دل کے خورشید و قمر, اے ہماری کائنات دل کے خورشید و قمر. میں نے یہ دیکھا نہیں ملتا سکون تیرے بغیر, میں نے یہ دیکھا نہیں ملتا سکون تیرے بغیر, گرچہ حاصل ہو مجھے, گرچہ حاصل ہو مجھے کل کائنات بہر بھر, گرچہ حاصل ہو مجھے کل کائنات بہر بھر. میں نے یہ دیکھا نہیں ملتا سکون تیرے بغیر, میں نے یہ دیکھا نہیں ملتا سکون تیرے بغیر, گرچہ حاصل ہو مجھے, گرچہ حاصل ہو مجھے کل کائنات بہر بھر,
گرچہ حاصل ہو مجھے کل کائنات بحر بر، دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہوئے درد جگر۔ اے خدا کیا رابطہ ہے تجھ سے ان ارواحوں کو، اے خدا کیا رابطہ ہے تجھ سے ان ارواحوں کو، بہتر پاتی نہیں بہتر پاتی نہیں جو چین باسد مال زر، بہتر پاتی نہیں جو چین باسد مال زر۔ اے خدا کیا رابطہ ہے تجھ سے ان ارواحوں کو، اے خدا کیا رابطہ ہے تجھ سے ان ارواحوں کو، بہتر پاتی نہیں بہتر پاتی نہیں جو چین باسد مال زر، بہتر پاتی نہیں جو چین باسد مال زر۔ دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہوئے درد جگر، آسمان دل پہ ان کے غم کے تارے ہو گر، آسمان دل پہ ان کے غم کے تارے ہو گر، پھر شب تاریک میں بھی پھر شب تاریک میں بھی تے ہو منزل بے خطر، پھر شب تاریک میں بھی تے ہو منزل بے خطر۔ آسمان دل پہ ان کے غم کے تارے ہو گر، آسمان دل پہ ان کے غم کے تارے ہو گر، پھر شب تاریخ میں بھی پھر شب تاریخ میں بھی تے ہو منزل بے خطر، پھر شب تاریخ میں بھی تے ہو منزل بے خطر۔ دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہوئے درد جگر، گر جانے زندگی سے دور کوئی زندگی، گر جانے زندگی سے دور کوئی زندگی، تلخ کرتی تلخ کر دیتی ہے اختر، تلخ کر دیتی ہے اختر، تلخ یہ شام و سحر، تلخ کر دیتی ہے اختر، تلخ یہ شام و سحر، تلخ کر دیتی ہے اختر، تلخ یہ شام و سحر۔ دل میں ان کی یاد کی لذت ہوئے درد جگر، پھر تیرا کیا شام غم، پھر تیرا کیا شام غم، کیا تیری آہ سحر، پھر تیرا کیا شام غم، کیا تیری آہ سحر۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله العظيم۔ اے ہماری کائنات دل کے خورشید و قمر، او یو ہوئی ہماری کائنات دل دا ورلڈ آف آور ہارٹ، او یو ہو از دا سن اینڈ مون آف دا ورلڈ آف آور ہارٹ، In other words, O Allah, you are everything to us. This outside sun and moon by which the whole world is living, that is not really what is important to us. You are our sun and moon, and you are the sun and moon of our heart. Dil mein unki yaad ki lazzat ho, e dard e jigar. In the heart, may the enjoyment of Allah's remembrance be that person who has found the love of Allah. A person who has got the love of Allah in his heart, his enjoyment is the remembrance of Allah. He gets so great enjoyment just in the name of Allah, and even just how Allah is written. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, such a great Arif Billah, Hazrat says, if you see the name of Allah, the first alif is like the pole of the flag. And you can see how high it is. Like every government, they've got their flags, they fly their flags. So this flag, the flag pole, and on top is that little piece there like the flag you can see. And then the name, the two lambs, and to write Allah's name in according to Arabic calligraphy writing, it can be written in different ways. But it's not jais to write it in any other way besides this way. And in this way, it looks like a crown. The two lambs together are like a crown. The tashdeed on top of Allah's name is like another crown. Because Allah Ta'ala is Malikul Mulk, King of the Kings. He is the greatest king. And then the khara zabar on top of that is like an exclamation mark. Yes, he is the greatest. And then the ha at the end, Allah, Allahu. Yes, it's only he. There is no one else and there is nothing besides Allah Ta'ala. So when a person has the love of Allah in taking the name Allah, Allah, he will get great, great enjoyment. Seeing the name of Allah, he will get great enjoyment. And everything else, everything that shows towards Allah, he will find great enjoyment. And this is also a way a person can see how much of Allah's love has he got in him. Everything, if it points to Allah, and he gets that enjoyment of Allah, just like a person has love for his child, for whoever, anything of that person, you see the shoe of that person, you get happy. You see anything of that person, you get happy. A person will have love for Allah, anything of Allah, his mind will go to Allah, and he'll get great enjoyment. Phir tere kya sham ya gham, aur kya teri aah sahar. Oh Allah, when your enjoyment, just your name, then what to say in the evening of your love, that is, the main times of ibadat in the evening is after asr, after maghrib. Aur kya teri aah sahar, and sahri time to make dua to Allah. What is that enjoyment? When I get enjoyment just in your name, then in these times of ibadat to be close to you, O Allah, what enjoyment isn't there in there? Dil to kuch roshan nahi hai tumse, e shams o qamar. The heart is not lightened up by the sun and moon. The physical, material sun and moon, that gives us outward comfort, all the enjoyments of this dunya. You have a AC, you have a heater, you have a comfortable home. That gives the outside body enjoyment, but it's not light for the heart. Kainat dil ke hai kuch dusre shams o qamar. The world of the heart has got some other sun and moon. Allah, you the sun and moon of my heart. Tujhse roshan hai jahan dard ke shams o qamar. By you, the world of love is alive. By you, our sun and our moon. That is, when a person has the love of Allah, that is what is keeping the love of the heart, the true love. Not just a false love, but true love that is keeping alive, that is connection with Allah Ta'ala. E ayyami darde dil, e rahbar darde jigar. O e imami darde dil, e rahbar darde jigar. O the imam of the love of my heart, O the guide of the love of my heart. That Allah Ta'ala is the imam. This love which is in the heart, it needs a guide. And that guide is Allah Ta'ala. E khuda tujh se hi roshan hai, hamare raat o din. Oh Allah, our lives, that we find meaning in our life. Life is worth living. It is only by you, O Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise the things of this world, who they have amused and have overtaken, it's temporary. A person gets tired of one thing, he tries something else. Gets tired of that, he tries something else. And then finally he becomes depressed. He even commits suicide. A person who hasn't connected to Allah, whether he's finding enjoyment in money now, then in position, then perhaps in woman, and even in woman, tries one woman, tries another woman, but he doesn't get his satisfaction. Only Allah is the being who a person gets connected with Allah, he finds true satisfaction. Eh hamare kainati dil ke khurshid o qamar. Oh, you who are the sun and the moon of the world of our heart. Maine ye dekha nahi, milta sukoon tere baghair. I have seen, O Allah, that you cannot find peace of heart, contentment of heart, peace of mind without you. All my life's experience, that only by you, Allah, bi dhikri Allah, tatma'innu al-qulub. Garche, hasil ho mujhe, kul kainat, bahro bar. Even if I have the entire world, if I have the whole world, all the enjoyments of the world, of the seas and the earth, the whole world's enjoyments, but without you, there is no true enjoyment. A person is very superficial. He can have all the enjoyment, the best things of this world, all the fun and the entertainment of this world, but if that same person has to find the love of Allah and compare the two, he'll see these things can never compare. These are just outward superficial things. Real enjoyment is of the heart, and that enjoyment is only from Allah Ta'ala. اے خدا کہاں رابطہ ہے تجھ سے ان ارواح کو. Oh Allah, what کیا رابطہ ہے تجھ سے ان ارواح کو. Oh Allah, these souls that are attached to you, what a enjoyment they have got, what a connection they have got, those who are connected to you. بے تیرے پاتی نہیں جو چین بسد مال و زر. Without you, O Allah, a person cannot find peace of mind. Even if he has all, lots of wealth and lots of power, but he can't find that enjoyment which is with you. Asmane dil pe unke gham ke tare ho agar. If on the skies of the heart, asmane dil pe unke gham ke tare. If on the skies of the heart, the stars of the love of Allah, if they are present, on the skies of the heart, if the stars of the love of Allah, if they are present, phir shab-e tariq mein bhi tay ho manzil bi khatar. Then even in a dark night, we reach our destination without any danger. When the stars of the love of Allah, when they are on the skies of the heart, then even in a dark night we reach our destination without any danger. Ghar hai jaan zindagi se dur koi zindagi. If there is any life that is far from life itself, like a person who is a drunkard, he doesn't know what life is. A person who is in drugs, whatever sin it is, to whatever degree and level that sin, he hasn't done justice to his own life. He has been an enemy to himself. A person who is in all these evils is an enemy of himself. Talkh kar deti akhtar, talkhi sham o sahar. And these things then make life bitter. They make life sour, bitter. Talkh kar deti hai akhtar, talkhi sham o sahar. The bitterness of the morning and the evening of all times. So a person, the sum total of the share of Hazrat Wala, that material things are not important. They are there. Allah has made them for our benefit. Use them, but don't pay all that importance. The thing is to get connected with Allah and get the enjoyment of being with Allah, that closeness of Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, practically, we all, the whole world, We only want material comfort, enjoyment, comfort of this world, that we are weak, we need it. Without that we become we besides ourselves. But we should not pay, a person should try and become beyond this, above this. And he should find the love of Allah and connection of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the creator of this material comforts also. And only when we please Allah will a person get. Otherwise people who are living in such wonderful mansions, everything they have got, but they are so much in depression. They are committing suicide. These outward things, which Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, ke saman rahat aur cheez hai, rahat aur cheez hai. The things of comfort are something else, and comfort itself is something else. A broad example to understand this, a person can have the things of comfort, a perfect bedroom. Everything in his bedroom, the bed itself, the furniture, the lights system he has got, and if he's not in deen, he's got some light music, etc. Everything of comfort he's got in his room. But sleep itself, mostly you'll see such people don't get sleep also. Like a person perhaps may be sleeping on an old mattress, and his bedding or sheets, linen, everything also old, but he's getting a very good sleep. One thought comes to him that I must buy a new bed now. This bed is gone very old. He hasn't got money. He buys it on higher purchase. Now he buys the bed. Now after the bed which he has bought for 8-10,000 rand, a bed on higher purchase. Now he has to pay every month for it. And then now he says this bedding doesn't suit this new bed. So buy new bedding now. Everything, the linen, the pillows, everything. Now again on higher purchase. Now the carpet in the room, he hardly had a carpet or a torn carpet, put a brand new carpet. Now the curtains, now the room needs painting also. The whole refurbished, the whole room. Now the room is so nice and the rest of the house, it doesn't suit. Now make the whole house nice, make the kitchen. Now the house is so nice, the garden is not nice. Make up the garden. Now change the car also. Now our old friends who come, old grandparents, parents, they come. They also don't fit into this now. Now get the new, nice, young people, friends, where we have brides, we have jokes, we have fun, etc. With all this and now all the amount he has to pay, now he doesn't sleep at all. He's bought that to get a better sleep, and now his total sleep is snatched away. This is the deception of this dunya. But a person who has got Allah Ta'ala, and when Allah comes in the heart, Allah doesn't just come by himself. Allah comes with all his sifat also. With all his tajalliyat also, Allah comes in the heart. That person then finds simplicity in his life, and the way he enjoys simplicity. Our friend Ismail Hafiji of Stangham on an Qari Yunus Desai's father-in-law told us one time when they were small boys, and his father and Munshi Sahib Inanda, these were great pious people, he says they were eating, and they were eating bhaji, and then they were saying, how enjoyable. He says, we were young boys, say, they lying. Where's enjoyment in bhaji? There is no enjoyment in bhaji. These people are just shooting. They're just lying here. But when you start getting enjoyment in these things, when you get enjoyment in zamzam, you get enjoyment in olive oil, in health foods, when that gives you your enjoyment. So when Allah comes in the heart, he brings all those things. And you just have a total dislike for all the other way of life. All the brides and all the parties and the bright lights, and you just have a dislike for that. To sleep early, you enjoy sleeping early. Whereas other people think you are mad, you sleep so early. At night, this is the time, now the sun has risen. Now you put on the internet, you go on to all terrible things there. That's the time to start enjoying. Where are you sleeping? But when you enjoy, and when you get up at the tahajjud time, and they go to sleep at that time, and they sleep right through Fajr and everything. And you get your enjoyment in your tahajjud. You get your enjoyment in your Fajr, in your tilawat, in your dhikr. When Allah comes in the heart, He brings all this in the heart. And then that person finds all this enjoyment. And the superficial and artificial enjoyment of this world, he starts hating all that. And naturally he just has a dislike for all those things. So this is how we can gauge ourselves also. How much has Allah come into our hearts? How much Allah is in our hearts, so much we will like the sunnat lifestyle, the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and this other way of life. For example, December period when the world is partying, at that time you are on your own totally. And the way world is going on holidays, you are stuck in your home, and how you enjoy being at home at that time. This is when Allah comes in the heart. So this is what Hadrat is writing, to find the true love of Allah Ta'ala and not to be deceived, fooled, beguiled and by the outward glitter and glamour of this worldly things. May Allah bless us with these realities. And Allah's love is the thing that's going to help at the time of maut in the qabr. Only Allah's love and Allah's connection is going to help. All these material things, we'll see that how they have let us down. What big traitors they are. They gave us outward pleasure and death. And this is also a person who is very superficial, who hasn't got any worth and any weight in his life. That he's just like a floating around, just all these outward things, outward praises, outward things, this amuses him. But a person who has found reality in all the sifat of iman, in sabr, in simplicity, in zuhd, abstinence from dunya, a person who is blessed with that, he has found the true love of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala in His infinite mercy grant us these realities. And this is that our deen also, just not just have deen, superficial, but the reality of deen. For in that Allah Ta'ala has given us namaz. What a great gift of Allah Ta'ala namaz is. If a person is given the opportunity to meet, even if a person is a deeny person, according to our standards normally, if he is given the opportunity to meet the state president for 5 minutes, before that how he'll boast amongst people that I've been given an appointment, I got connection, I'm going to meet the state president, and that how lot he'll prepare, what and what I must tell him. He's dressing how much he will think of. And he will be so ready for that. Allah in His infinite mercy has given us the opportunity with His meeting in every namaz. Not only every namaz time, but in every namaz, even sunnat, even nafil namaz. And for us it's even much more to meet with Allah Ta'ala. If you go and meet, for example, any person, even some great buzurg, you get the opportunity to meet him. Even you just saw him, you are so happy. Even you just made salam, you are so happy. Yeah, Allah has made it for us to come and meet him. Who all the buzurgs of the world, all the anbiya of the world cannot match one but with Allah Ta'ala. Allah is Allah. And Allah has given every person the opportunity, balki Allah made it for us. And not only you meet me anyway, you come to my house and meet me. One is to meet a great buzurg, to meet the state president somewhere at a railway station, at an airport. One is you go to his residence, to his personal residence, to his parliament, and you meet him there. Allah has made it for us. And then Allah has appointed the muazzin to call everyone. And Allah Ta'ala, no masjid is allowed to keep that rights of admission reserved. Everyone free admission. And then Allah has made the system that you don't pay when you come to the masjid. Though we should realize that we don't pay, but there are expenses involved. And if everyone realizes his duty towards his expenses, he's making wuzu, he's using the toilets, the towels, the carpets, the lights, all these expenses. And everyone, Firoz Mehman, Hazrat's very special Khalifa, usually makes announcements in Hazrat's majlis that kitabs are distributed free of charge. And then he says, but they are not printed free of charge. There is money involved in printing. They are distributed free of charge, but they are not printed free of charge, which means every person who has the means should become conscious. Who of us would like to live on charity? But really, if we think we're living on charity, when we don't donate any masjid, Marhum Saleh Faqir of Binoni, he has passed away quite a long time ago, he like that, he looked an ordinary person, but what great qualities he had. Well, at that time, the Darunum hasn't started. We were at 39 Kismet and we should go to Jami Masjid for Namaz. I remember on quite a few occasions, when we came out of the Masjid, he would give me a 20 rand and he says, give it to the Masjid. I used the toilet, I flushed the toilet. I used water to make wuzu. I used the towels, etc. They provided an imam for me. The Muazzin called me. So, and that time 20 rand was the biggest note. Like today, 200 rand is the biggest note. At that time, the 20 rand had the value of our today's 200 rand. After he taking a few more steps, gave me another 20 rand. Give this to the Muazzin. The Muazzin called me to Allah's house. So if every one of us, that we realize that we must not, any masjid we go, we go in Jamaat, we are traveling, we make namaz in a masjid. Most masjids have a box there. Put 5 rand, put whatever, 10 rand, something. We must not live on charity. And our own local town masjids, which we frequent regularly, give our regular contributions. And in fact, when Allah has given us the means, give more than what we use. We have got the means for the other poor people. So though it's free of charge, but it's costing money. These things are not provided, they are not just coming free of charge. We have the means, and who would like to live on charity? If there is a da'wat and we say there is a charity, then we all will turn and go away. This is for the poor people. This is not for us. There is also, this free service is for the poor people. When we use the services, we must pay for it. The same way, we encourage always that we should do our tajweed from an alim, etc. The alim won't charge us, but we must realize his time, we are involving it. We should make his khidmat accordingly. And khidmat also, the best is with cash. Some of us, we give other things, we bring a big parcel, and that big parcel only costs you 20 rand. But actually what you should be giving is 200 rand. But like at wedding times, I don't know now, but those days, the most common present at wedding time is a water jug set. And the poor couple sit with 20 water jug sets. Because it's a nice big box and it's cheap. It doesn't cost that much money. Yeah, but rather give the cash. They can use the cash for whatever they need. So whatever service we are taking, we should realize that it is costing money and we shouldn't live on charity. Our gharat, our self-consciousness should not allow us to live on this charity. We should try and make good of it in a suitable way. Further in this kitab, Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke tariqe par safar ke chand waqiat. With regard to safar, a few instances with regard to the safar of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Huzur Akram sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam ne hum musalmanon ke liye deen par chalna aasan farma diya hai. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made it very easy for us to practice on deen. What a practical life, especially our Shaykh's little kitab, Pyare Nabi ki Pyari Sunnate. So practical they are. You don't have to go out of things which we are doing, but just do it in the right way. That is all. And we'll get such great rewards in there, and we'll get so much closeness to Allah Ta'ala. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka ek ek tariqa, yani sunnat, is sari kainat se ziyada qeemti hai. Each sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more valuable than the whole world. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah alayhi used to say that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is one sign, he made the moon split into two. That was the ada of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said, just like that, you're lifting your fingers into shahwad. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That has got so much of power and so much of value. It is the sunnat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So every sunnat, whether it is even entering the toilet with the left leg, coming out with the right leg, every sunnat And if we do it with this in mind, there is the sunnah of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. It's more valuable than the whole world and what it contains. And on each sunnah, Allah becomes, and you get the love of Allah, right? The nas of Quran Sharif, the clear, explicit command of Allah. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni yuhbibkum Allah. Allah's love you will get following on the sunnahs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Safar to taqreeban har shakhs karta hai. Everyone makes safar, travels, almost every person travels. Agar hum huzur sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam ke tariqe par safar kare, to har qisam ke hadisat se bach jaye. If we will make safar according to the ways of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be saved of all hardships and difficulties. Safar kas saqar. Safar is like sakarat. It's like a person, what and what he goes through. Even if he travels locally, and especially if he travels abroad, safar is not easy. You face what challenges all the time in safar. But by reading the du'as, Allah Ta'ala will make it easy. Like this, we might feel that, well, I don't read du'as. Or how many non-believers, they don't even believe, but their suffers are also going easy. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ يَكْلُوكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ بَلْ هُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِمْ مُعْرِضُونَ قُلْ مَنْ يَكْلُوكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ Who is it that is protecting you day and night from Allah Ta'ala? In other words, the mushrikeen, the kuffar of Makkah, used to worship the idols. So Allah says, are those idols protecting you from untold things that can happen? We all traveled and came here. Even you just take one step from your bed, you put your foot down. You could twist your ankle, sprain your ankle. While going in the toilet, you could slip and you could fall. And we could have been in the hospital now. Forget coming to the majlis. And not only we, how many people around us should be involved in the whole procedure? Who is it that protects us every moment? And not even anything else. You can be lying on bed and your body, your blood is flowing. There isn't a clot anywhere. There is no blockage anywhere. No brain hemorrhage. No blood pressure. It goes so much. Your blood rushes to your head at a terrible speed, which we call blood pressure. You get a stroke. Anything can happen to... قُلْ مَنْ يَقْلُوكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ When Allah says the way to protect yourself was the zikr of Allah. بَلْهُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِمْ مُعْرِضُونَ But they are totally unmindful of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We don't remember Allah at all. Safar du'as, really, think of it. We don't make our safar du'as. And also one thing, one student one time came and he said must make du'a for the imtihan, everything. So afterwards again he came, I asked him how was the results. He told me he came out first. I say, for dua you came, but to come and say, Jazakallah for the dua that you didn't come. That is our nature, we forget completely. Whenever our personal things, we make dua, Ya Allah, this difficulty, this I'm facing, make this easy for me. Allah makes it easy. Not even one Alhamdulillah comes on. Ya Allah, you made this easy for us. Oh Allah, you do this what I was so worried about, it went through it nicely without a problem. No shukr of Allah Ta'ala. So we are almost totally unmind. And this I'm speaking of those who are like in deeni circles. Those who are away from deen, that is a separate story. Those who are in deeni circles, our very basic things, going to sleep at night. Each one thing, do I read my du'as? When I wake up in the morning, do I read my du'as? Very, very little this is happening. So safar also, and I mentioned quite a few times, we were in Kenya, and we were a few alims all together. And we were discussing one subject, something, and the time the car came where we had to go. So we all sat in the car, and as we were sitting also, we were talking. When we sat, the talk still carried on. And I had to tell, I say, please excuse me, but who of us read, where we read the Safar Dua? When we're talking, all are talking all the time. Not one person is talking, the other one is making his dua. But when we talk, everyone talks, all are talking together. When did we read the Safar Dua? So this is, we are very, very negligent of this. Once we were on Safar at one place with our satis, I was in one room and the other satis in the other room. all the time, you could hear the talking carrying on loudly. Afterwards, I asked them, morning, evening, dua still out. They say, yes, we read it on. When, how they read it must be in their heart, it's carrying on. And they are talking all the time also. So we are very weak in these things. Qari from Hardoi. Qari Amir Hassan Saab, the Ahmed Barakatum, sitting here on our mimbar. He say, what is Islah? That you read your Yasin in the morning. He say, we're not reading. We're just taking it for granted I'm reading my Yasin. Read 10 times Durood. That is Islah. Ask ourselves, are we reading our Durood? These are such Mubarak days. Ask ourselves, am I reading La Ilaha, fourth kalima, third kalima? Ask ourselves, how much are we reading the third kalima? How much are we reading the fourth kalima? It's only left for bayan, and that a bayan took place, and we hear it. But the actual amal, Allah only knows who, for who is the amal left. For us, it's only to make bayan and to listen to bayan. But how many of us question ourselves? Today, did I read even 100 times, 50 times, 25 times, fourth kalima, third kalima? We are not doing these things. And these are such important things, but we are very, very negligent in that. So with regard to the Safar Duas, he writes, Chan saal qabal PIA ke kaafi hadisat se huye. PIA were having quite a few accidents, Pakistani International Airlines, sometime before he wrote this kitab. To PIA ki intazamiya ko sunnat ke mutabik safar karne ki hidayat di gayi. The administration of PIA, they were advised, until today they still do it, to read the sunnat dua. Like Saudi also does it, they read the sunnat dua. Though it's a tape recording, it's not live. And how many read actually the dua? Just to listen to the dua, but to read it. So he says that they were told to read the sunnat dua. Aur jab se safar ki dua par hi jane lagi hai, and since they started reading the safar dua, Allah Ta'ala ne PIA ko bare hadisat se mehfooz farma liya. Allah saved PIA from big, big accidents which were taking place. Chand mushahadat peshe khidmat hai. Some of my own personal experiences I am presenting now. Ek dafa mere ek dost Rajanpur se Dera Ghazi Khan bazariye bas safar kar rahe the. On one occasion, one friend of mine from one place of Pakistan, Rajanpur, he was going to Dera Ghazi Khan. By bus he was traveling. Safar shuru karte waqt duaon ka ehtimam kiya. He read the duas when he started the journey. Dauran safar baithe baithe neend aa gayi. While he was sitting, sleep overpowered him, he fell asleep. Raaste mein bus ko hadsa pesh aa gaya. The bus met up with an accident on the way. Bus ulat gayi and the bus capsized. Har musafir zakhmi ho gaya. Every passenger was injured. Aur dard ki wajah se cheekh aur pukar sunkar jaag uthe. And when he heard the sound of the people screaming, the bus capsized, he didn't know also. Then the people started screaming because of the pains that they had got, the fear that they had. Then he woke up. To siwai mere dost ke tamam musafir zakhmi the. He says, besides this friend of mine who read his duas, all the others were injured. Unhone ulti hui bus se nikal kar dusre logo ki madad se musafiro ki madad ki. He came out from the capsized bus, and then with other people who were helping the passengers who were injured, he also started helping them. Aur hospital tak zakhmiyon ko pahunchaya, and he helped to get the people to hospitals. Agar hum sab driver aur conductor sahiban ko sunnat tariqa par chalne ki taakeed kare. He says, if we all encourage the driver and the conductor at least to read the sunnat dua, aur ye tariqa training course mein shamil kar le. And the training course which the driver and conductors have to undergo, if this is included in their course, to rozana ke hadisat se najat mil sakti hai. Then daily, how many accidents take place, we can get saved. How much effort is made on all the roads of the world, all the countries, the roads of all the countries of the world. How many traffic officers, how many speed traps, how many cameras for everything, and still how many accidents all the time, and what terrible accidents if dua can be included, and that people are trained to give dua, to read dua. And very sadly, the total opposite, there is music playing all the time, not only playing, blaring loudly, and in the buses, etc., TVs are on all the time. So the opposite, instead of the goodness, the evil, we are inviting the evil all the time. That we are being saved, it is only Allah Ta'ala's extra special kindness, that we who in this world, a father, a mother, a boss, a husband, a wife, that the others are openly violating your laws. They don't acknowledge you. They don't take your name. And they are doing everything what is totally against you. And still you protect them. Still you look at how Rahman is not Allah Ta'ala. How Rahim is not Allah Ta'ala. How Halim is not Allah Ta'ala. And this, your wife might be doing something, your children, your worker, which you don't know. So you still are being kind to them. Allah knows perfectly well. Allah knows us better than ourselves also. And yet in spite of all our open violations of Allah's laws, He's still not only giving, He's looking after us, giving us the best and giving us better all the time. Our houses are becoming better. Our cars are becoming better. Our food is becoming, our travel, holidays, what and what is not Allah giving us. All this at least should spur us on to be thankful to Allah. But the more Allah is giving us, the more we are being unmindful of Him. اور یہ طریقہ ٹریننگ کورس میں شامل کر لے تو روزانہ کے حادثات سے نجات مل سکتی ہے. اصل میں ہمیں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم کی بتائی ہوئے طریقے کی قدر نہیں. Actually, we haven't got the value. One person wrote to Maulana Salim Dhorat, Damat Barakatum, that I don't get time to read Quran Sharif. So Maulana wrote back, it's not that you haven't got time, it's you haven't got the importance of Quran Sharif. If you had, we got the importance of news. So we find time for news. The importance of how many other person who is a smoker. And when he smokes, he wants to rest on his couch nicely and then take his smoke nicely. He has time for that also. For all the other things, we have got time. But what is important? The Quran is not, if the importance of the Quran was there, we would take out the time. At this juncture, each one of us also think, am I reading every day Quran Sharif or not? If I'm not reading, really it means that I haven't got the importance of Quran Sharif in my life. Otherwise, I will be making, and by tilawat is meant not only Yasin, Tabarak al-Ladhi, etc., but to read portions of the Quran so that we finish the Quran Sharif. And the bare minimum is to make one khatam in the year. One khatam in Ramzan, one khatam in the year, that is the very bare minimum. And we should try and bring ourselves where we make one khatam a month. That is the ordinary Muslim, the Hafiz should try and make 3 khatams a month. At least make 2 khatams a month. We should, you're a Hafiz, you should be doing more than the ordinary person. Varna hum log apni jaan aur maal aur izzat bachane ke liye in tariqon par mar mitte. If we had the value of the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should have given our lives for the sunnats, at least for our life. Read the sunnat dua, if not as ibadah, but to protect my life at least. To protect my property, let me read the sunnat duas. To protect my wealth at least, for our worldly things at least. But we haven't got the value of the sunnats. By value, yeah, is meant, we haven't got that iman. As I know that my burglar gates will protect me, my small lock will protect me, I haven't got that yaqeen that the sunnats will protect me. In my safar, my seat belts will protect me. I must close my door, I must make sure the doors are locked. And we will tell everyone, make sure the doors are locked. If the car hasn't got self-locking, all the children, make sure your doors are locked. We are worried about that. We are worried about seat belts, but about reading the duas, that we are negligent. And if we do read, then also in many cases it's a formality that yaqeen on the dua is not there. We lock our doors, we are more worried that if I paid my premiums for my insurance. We're reading Ayatul Kursi, but we are more worried whether we paid our premiums. So the qadr of sunnat, the iman on sunnat and on deen, this is very much lacking in us. Otherwise, just for our worldly benefits at least, we should be reading this. And the truth is, do it solely for Allah's pleasure. We'll get all these benefits and much more also. May Allah give us all the proper understanding and the tawfiq to make amal, inshallah. In Kashkol-e-Ma'rifat, we are reading of the etiquettes of Khanqa, of Piri Muridi, etc. Further, Hazrat has written, we read last week, the last one, that there is a very sensitive path, and a person must be very careful. Anything which is sensitive, somebody is very sensitive, very moody, one little thing you say out of the line and the person is cross. For 1 week the person is cross. So how careful you have to be. So this path is also like that. Certain things are very sensitive. Your email address, the minute you, one dot you put wrong, or your password, now he doesn't want to accept it. It's so sensitive. So like that, the tariq of the path of Allah is also very sensitive. One small thing somewhere, khilaf-e adab, etc., khilaf-e mansha, can cause lot of harm also, and a person won't benefit. Amongst that, Hadrat says, is your past. Don't make your past a major thing in your life. It's a past, and it has passed. It's finished. Make tawbah finish and forget it. Somebody has even wronged you, no matter how. Some people live so much in the past. One person we met in Kenya, and whoever he meets, how many, and for how many years now, he feels that his brother has wronged him in the distribution of the inheritance. Allah has given him plenty, but still he is now living in that past. And whichever alim doesn't pay attention to him, tells him, yeah, you right, he is wrong. That's not an alim also. Alims also, they are also written off. They're not worth anything. But he wants that support. And the poor man is out of his head all the time, the way he's talking, carrying on. So a person who lives in the past, you destroy yours. Even if whoever wronged you, they didn't give you your share. Whatever wrong was done to you, in whichever way you were abused by whoever, but forget that. That's in the, only then can you move into the, come into the present and move into the future. But if you're going to live in that all the time, so this Hazrat explains that aainda ke liye mu'attal ho jata, a person becomes useless for the future. He becomes a mental case also, that he's living in that all the time. And unfortunately, the psychology of the West today teaches you that what was in the past, you must bring it out and sort it out. Until you don't sort it out, you can't go to the front. And where are you going to sort it out now? Things what have become history. 10 years, 20 years, when you were a child in a madrasa, in the school, whatever, whoever did, whatever they did to you, forget it all. And come into the future, you're going to make it in life. But if you're going to live in the past all the time, then that person will never be able to move forward. Further, Hazrat writes, Ek sahib, Delhi ke aaye. One person came from Delhi, who ek wais ke paas rahe the. And for some time he was staying with some alim, a person who used to give bayans. Like how you stay with your sheikh, like that he was staying with him. Raat din khidmat karne ke khogar the. And some people got the habit of making lot of khidmat. They go over the limit in khidmat also. They won't give a person, for example, whoever that alim or the sheikh is, they don't give him 1 minute's chain also, like a jinnat, all the time on the person. Wherever he can't go toilet also. Even when you want to go toilet and you got an urgent need, they are first in the toilet putting the kettle right, washing the kettle, and yeah, you got a desperate need. And you'll sort out yourself. There's no, but no, they have to make khidmat. And they go to such a limit in khidmat also, that putting the shoes right, they put it this way, that way, you'll fall and topple also. But no, they have to make their khidmat. That is very important for them. So he was a person like that. Baat ko unko mailan bid'at ki taraf dekh kar yahan aaye. When he saw that wais, that alim, that he's got inclination towards bid'at, and this person had proper aqidah, so he left him. Then he came to Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He said, let me go there now. He had a nature for deen, and he liked to make khidmat, so he came by Hazrat. Unki aadat to usi ki pari hui thi. کہ مجھ سے بھی بھوت کی طرح لپیٹنا چاہا. He had that habit of making extra, over the limit, excessive khidmat. And he came on me also like a ghost, like a jinn. That everything khidmat does, that, every, even the topi, they want to put your topi on. Everything they want to do is to, over the limit they want to do. So he had that habit. Maine unhe narmi se samjaya. I explained him nicely with softness. This is not the way. You don't carry on like this. This is not the right way. Unhone ek parcha likh kar diya ke mujhe ranj hua, aapne mujhe mehroom rakha. He wrote a note to me, a letter. He says, my heart is sore that you have deprived me. I want to make khidmat and you have stopped me from khidmat, you have deprived me. Maine bulakar kaha, I called him, I told him, ki agar aapko mujhse aitiqad nahi, to meri khidmat mein koi saadat nahi. If you haven't got aitiqad, if you don't believe that I'm a buzurg and you'll benefit from me, then your staying by me will be useless also. If you feel that I'm keeping you mehroom, I'm depriving you, so you don't think that I'm a buzurg, so you won't benefit from me. Jiske mehroomi ka ranj kiya jawe, that you are sorrowful, that you are being deprived, if you don't listen, I told you, don't do these things, do this. If you don't listen to me, that means you haven't got aitiqad, you don't trust me. So if you don't trust me, then you're not going to benefit. Now for what are you sorry? It's your own doing. You don't have the trust. Or agar aitiqad hai, to ye ajeeb baat hai. And if you do believe that I'm a buzurg, you'll benefit from me. You'll get spiritual, you'll benefit from me. Ke aap mujhe saadat, jab aapko, jab aap mujhe aisa samajhte hai, to main aapka dushman hai. Where is it? اور اگر اعتقاد ہے ہاں if you have got believe in me that I will you'll benefit from me تو یہ عجیب بات ہے کہ آپ مجھ سے سعادت سے محروم کرنے والا سمجھتے ہیں. If you do believe that you will benefit from me, then how can you say that the person who you believe will benefit you is depriving you? Whatever he is training, whatever he is telling you is for your benefit. Now that you do, if you do believe I'll benefit you, how can you say that, is that logical that you say if you don't have aitiqad in me, you won't benefit from me, and if you have aitiqad, then you can't say that I'm depriving you. Jab aap mujhe aisa samajhte hain to main aapka dushman e deen hu. If you think that I'm depriving you, then I'm your enemy in your deen. I'm not letting you benefit, I'm your enemy. Phir yahan aapka rehna fuzul hai. Then for you to stay here is useless. You are wasting your time here. Tashreef le jai. In that case, rather leave. Go away. You're not going to benefit. Tab unki aankhe khuli. Then he realized. When he realized this reality, his eyes opened. Phir maine kaha ki tumhe ye samajhna chahiye ki jo kuch mujhko kaha jaoega, wahi theek hoga. Then I told him, see, you have to realize that whatever is being told to me, even if two people made the same mistake, and the sheikh, for example, gives the one treatment, gives the other one another treatment. The one he forgives him, doesn't tell him anything. The other one he takes him to task. Each one must understand, this was the best for me. That this is just the best thing for me. And if you feel it's not right, then either you haven't got aitiqad, or you are wasting your time. You're not going to benefit there. So whatever the sheikh tells you, that you must understand, that is best for me. That is when you, a doctor, two diabetic, a whole ward of diabetic patients. He does his round in the ward. One person, he discharges him. Another one, he increases his medicine. Another one, he changes his medicine. Another one, he lessens his medicine. Everyone according to his condition, he treats them. So just like that, the sheikh, each patient of his, each murid, he will treat him according to what he knows is best for them. That depends on the temperament of the murid also, and there are many things, many factors. So according to each one, he will treat each person. پھر فرمایا کہ حضرت میں نے اپنے کسی بزرگ کے خدمت ہاتھ پاؤں کے کبھی نہیں کی, شاید مجھ سے نہ آوے تو انہیں تکلیف ہو. Then he says, حضرت, that I haven't ever made خدمت of any of my buzurgs, pressing their body, etc., because I don't know how to do it. Perhaps if I will do it, then they will have some difficulty. One extra thing that he God. May Allah Ta'ala understand how to stay with Buzurgs also. That is also very, very important. And in there also our Shaykh Damat Barakatum once told with regard to one murid of his. He says for him to stay away from me is better. Because he, when he stays by me, he has got, he finds fault in everything. And then he's doing his own harm. So staying away far, and he has made me his Shaykh, so he must benefit from far. So everyone is different. So how to benefit from our Mashayikh, that's also, which Hazrat wrote, is a very sensitive thing. More sensitive really it is than what the wives, how they become on small things. Sometimes you think you're making a joke, and oh, there, finished. The whole sky comes down. You just can't get through. It's so hard. More than that sensitive it is, what Mashayikh really. And to stay with them and to keep them happy, there is a sensitive part. And if a person upsets them, more than the wife gets upset, where the Shaykh is of that, and there are many, many Mashayikh like that, and they have their temperament, it's very hard to stay. So a person, there is a very delicate part, very sensitive part, a person must think very carefully. Like for example, like here this case, the person want to make so much khidmat, but that also now is not right. Don't overdo things also. And on the other hand, you don't do anything also. There are those also who just don't do any khidmat whatsoever. And when they do try poor people, they do it upside down also. They don't do it right at all. So it's necessary that it must be done in the right way. اے خدا ہماری جگر میں غم کی صدہ آگ بھڑک اٹھی. This is the reality of Tawbah. When a person realizes he has done wrong, then hundreds of fires have flamed in our hearts. اور اس کے اثر سے ہماری مناجات اور استغفار میں ہماری جگر کے خون کو آپ ملاحظہ فرمائے. And for now you can see in our Tawbah استغفار how we are burning, oh Allah, that we made this mistake. And this Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi's poem, which is no outward guna, but just little ghaflat. In namaz, little your mind went away. Or in zikr, your mind went away. On this, they used to cry like this for those things. Yani nadamat ki inke aansuon ko, ke wo jigar ka khoon hai, aur gham se aansu ban gaye hain. Aap hamari dua mein dekh le. Oh Allah, in our sorrow, the tears, which actually are the blood of our heart, which have come out in the form of tears now. This tears of ours is the blood of the heart that is coming out. Oh Allah, you can see the effect of our sorrow in our du'as. That is how a person must feel sorrowful when he commits any wrong. When a person, his mind goes off little bit in namaz, and it's like a gunai kabira he made. When he starts feeling like that, I made a big guna, that my whole namaz, I didn't concentrate properly. Then now he's coming towards reality. Otherwise, our namaz is not one bit of thought of Allah, and we're not sorry about it also. We hardly think about it that we did anything wrong. Bas tawbah ki haqiqat intihai nadamat aur gham se istighfar karna hai. Tawbah, the reality of tawbah, with great sorrowness a person cries to Allah. Isiliye Imam Ghazali rahmatullah likha hai ke tawbah ki namaz do rakat par kar sir se topi utar kar apne sar aur chehre par khaak dal kar khoob der tak tadarru aur giriya se maafi mange aur apne ko khoob bura kahe. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi written, how should a person make tawbah? Two rakats of namaz he must read. Take off his topi from his head also. Throw sand on his head, on his face also. And with great humility and humbleness, cry to Allah Ta'ala whenever we have made any guna. Musalla hata de, or mitti par sajda kare. Take away the musalla and on the bare ground make sajda. Or sajda mein der tak roe and cry for a long time in sajda. Or muafi mange and ask for forgiveness. Or ye samjhe ke Haq Ta'ala ki rahmat ke alawa kahin koi thikana nahi hai. And realize that besides Allah's rahmat, I got nowhere. I've displeased my creator, my malik, who is so kind, so merciful, who knows everything. I've done wrong to him. وَظَنُّوا أَلَّا مَلْجَأَ مِنَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا إِلَيْهِ. this reality comes that we realize that there is no other way for us besides Allah Ta'ala. Tawbah ki haqiqat do ajza se murakkab hai. Tawbah is made up of two things. Azam alat nadamat, to be sorrowful of what we have done. And not just outwards, that also Allah accepts. But the reality is, from the heart, we really realize that we have done wrong. Azam alat taqwa, yani nadamat ho aur aindah na karne ka azam aur pukhta irada kare. That in the future, we'll never ever do this again. Two things, sorrowful for what we did in the past, determination, we'll never do it again. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah, yeh tariqa sirf jalb rahmat haq ke liye likha hai, zaruri nahi ke sar par khaak na daale to toba na hogi. The Imam Ghazali, that he has written that you must take off your topi and that you must throw sand on you, this is not actually necessary, but this is actually just a way to get the mercy of Allah even more. It's not that you have to do it in that way. What is really necessary to realize that we have done wrong and we are sorrowful of our wrong and we determine we won't do it again. May Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah.